Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to The Villain Was Right, the podcast where we look at movies and TV shows from the villain's perspective and dare to ask, were they really all that bad? I'm your host, Craig Faye.
And I'm your host, Rebecca Reeds.
And this week on the podcast, we're back on our Spider-Man bullshit. It's Spider-Man No Way Home.
This movie is so great.
It's pretty good.
It's so good. As soon as we were like, let's do that one, I'm like, oh, a movie I would watch anyway? Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Did you see this in theaters?
I didn't see it in theaters. I had a copy that I shouldn't have.
No, I mean, I was the same thing, because like this came out right when like COVID in Ontario was like popping off again, and like theaters were open and stuff. But like going to that like big event thing was... I just didn't quite feel comfortable doing it yet.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And all our friends, like our producers, Andrew and Dan, were like, go see it. It's so good.
So
Kat and I did go see it in theaters eventually, but it was like months and months after it had been released.
Okay.
And a lot of like the cameos had been mildly spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And like we were in a theater with like maybe 10 other people at that point.
Yo, that's... I don't mind that, though. I like a nice...
It was okay, but, like, there were definitely some, like, moments where you're like, oh, 3 months ago, this would have popped off. Like, we would have been carrying each other out of the theater on our shoulders. You know what I mean?
Yeah, love would... Sometimes, have you ever been in a movie where people clap at the end?
Yeah. That's what it felt like, where people go like shout when someone appears and things like that. And like, we saw it and there's like 10 people in the theater and they go, hey, that's the other Spider-Man.
Dude, I will tell you one time. Sorry, we're already off the rails.
No.
But one time, and it was, I can't remember what movie it was. I remember it being a shit movie. It was not a great movie. But I went to see a movie and there was only 10 people in the theater, but two people on opposite sides of the theater had insane laughs. And when one would laugh, the other one would start laughing no matter what. And then we would all start laughing. So I left being like, that movie was actually not that bad.
That was a great experience.
It was a perfect way to watch that. Whatever. I can't even remember what movie it was. I just remember those two men losing their minds for each other. And I loved it.
Yeah. But I mean, that brings us to the point of like, this is a collective experience movie. Like, this is something that you wanted to experience with other people. It's fun.
It's so
Spider-Man,
good.
Tom Holland's great.
Hums along. And it's a longer movie.
It's 2.5 hours.
But it moves. Yeah, it moves, man. It moves, baby.
It's fun. And so for those of you who have not seen Spider-Man No Way Home, probably you aren't going to at this point either. Let's be honest. But obviously spoilers for this. But basically what happens is, if you remember at the end of Spider-Man Far From Home, Mysterio has revealed that Spider-Man is Peter Parker. And big chaos comes. He gets charged with crimes for killing Mysterio. The J. Jonah Jameson's like ruining his life publicly. He's being harassed. He's got to go back to school. Him and MJ are like still together and trying to make it work. Because Spider-Man is getting all this bad press and all this bad publicity and all the rest, MJ, Ned, and Peter all don't get into MIT because MIT is like, you guys are crazy. Like, you are a liability.
They're also 100% going to blow up a war to that school.
Yeah, exactly.
1,000%, this is actually not the worst call.
Yeah, we can get into that for sure. Peter, being a mopey teenager or whatever, basically goes and is like, man, my life went wrong when everyone found out that I was Peter Parker with Spider-Man. So he goes to Doctor Strange, our resident magic user, and he's like, can you like use the time stone to go back and change it? And Doctor Strange is like, that's wholly irresponsible and I don't have the time stone anymore. But he's like, I'll do a forgetting spell where everyone will forget that you're Peter Parker is Spider-Man. And they're like, great. And then Peter proceeds to fuck up the spell because he's throwing all these like addendums in as it's being cast. And basically the spell gets fucked up, and long story short, it starts bringing in all of the villains and all of the people who know that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. And wouldn't you know it, those are villains from the other Spider-Man franchises. So we get like Doc Ock showing up, then we got Green Goblin showing up, we get like Electro from The Amazing Spider-Man, we've got Sandman from Spider-Man 3, we get who else do we get? We get
The Lizard?
The Lizard from the original Amazing Spider-Man. So all these villains start coming together, and Doctor Strange is like, you need to round these guys up because it's gonna create literally chaos in the universe. Like, multiverse is something we know little about. You need to get these guys together, and we need to undo this. And so they kind of run around and do that for a bit. And then Aunt May has a very helpful suggestion that maybe you should help some of these people before you send them back to their doom. Because it's also figured out that, like, basically they're going to be sent back to the point at which they're about to die at the hands of Spider-Man. All of these people. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. Doctor Strange wants to send everyone back right away, and Spider-Man like locks him in some alternate dimension after a big fight and is like, no, I'm going to help them first, and then I'm going to hit the button. So he goes and sciences it and fixes some of them. Some of them go crazy and try and kill him. They kill Green Goblin kills Aunt May. Aunt May dies. She says the line, great power comes great responsibility. And then they're still, Spider-Man's all defeated and shit. And then wouldn't you know it, they're looking for Spider-Man, Ned and MJ, and they find other Spider-Men. Oh my God. It's Andrew Garfield as Peter Parker. It's, why can't I think of
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire as the other as the original Spider-Man. They all show up. It's very fun. They team up to like,
they point at each other.
It's super fun. And then they kind of team up to like fix the villains, and they succeed at this big Spider-Man fight on the, Ellis Island with the Liberty, Statue of Liberty. But it's too late. Oh no. The rifts are opening everywhere. Doctor Strange shows back up. And turns out they left it too long, and the only way to fix it is for Doctor Strange to cast a spell saying everyone forgets Peter Parker. So not even that they forget he's Spider-Man, just everyone who's ever known Peter Parker doesn't know him. And it's kind of sad.
Oh, yeah, dude. When he opens up that apartment at the end, and it's just like, you know that's where it goes, but it's just so...
Yeah, also seems like a hard reset by Sony. Being like, we need our Spider-Man to be divorced from all this Marvel stuff.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, such a good movie, guys. So, like, if you have it, come on now.
Get
on this. It's exactly.
Check out the Home trilogy. I guess Spider-Man Home, like, because Homecoming, Far From Home, No Way Home. Check it out if you haven't. And guys, we're gonna get to who we think the villains of this movie are in a bit. And believe me, there's quite a few. This is a villain heavy.
So excited.
But first, we want to thank our sponsor for today's episode, TeePublic. This episode is brought to you by TeePublic.com, where you are going to find your next great design and your next favorite tea.
Absolutely, guys. We love teas. We love the public. Get on it. TeePublic. Love it so much. We're drinking out of their mugs right now. You can get pretty much anything you want. You can get as nerdy as you want. Show off your style. Show, you know what I mean? I've got a little, I keep calling him Baby Yoda, but it's
Grogu.
Yeah, God damn it. Anyway, point being is that, yeah, I love a fun mug. I love a fun tea. TeePublic, absolutely. That's where it's at.
And whatever kind of weird fandom you have, there's all this amazing stuff that's like a mashup of this and that, and a mashup of different fandoms. We talked about them before on the podcast. Lots of things for like Hobbs and Shaw and, Calvin Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw episode.
That was really fun. But as well, if you want some specific villain was right designs, we have a super villains were right t-shirt design. It features maybe some Spider-Man villains,
some off-brand
Spider-Man.
Technically.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a really cool design that we had commissioned, so you can check that out. And you can get these designs on anything. As you said, you can get them on mugs, you can get them on phone cases, you can get them on posters, notebooks, wall art, phone cases, laptop cases, you name it, stickers, you name it, they've got it. You can pick your fabric, you can pick your fit, all really great stuff. So head on over to vwrstore.fromsuperheroes.com to check out all of our merch and favorite designs from TeePublic. That's vwrstore.fromsuperheroes.com. And thank you, TeePublic, for your support.
And now it's time for the villains. There's so many villains. I mean, you've noted most of them in your movie recap. But so we got Green Goblin, we got Doc Ock, we got honestly J. Jonah for sure.
He's a villain. Yeah.
Absolutely. We've got the Lizard. We've got
Electro. Jamie Foxx is Electro. We got
Sandman.
Sandman. He's in there too. And I think those are all the villains that the movie thinks are villains.
Okay.
But I would also say that, like, in the context of this scenario, I'm going to pitch Doctor Strange
is for sure a big villain.
Doctor Strange is a bit of a villain.
Well, he is. I would say he's definitely an opposing force.
Okay.
Our main character's message.
And I think he was wrong for most of this movie, is the thing. I think Doctor Strange fucks up more than, say, Doc Ock does in this movie.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely he does. Doctor Strange
is like a you should have known better kind of villain, you know? Like, it's...
Well, yeah, and he's talking to a kid. Like, you're the adult. Sit down. Take a knee. You know what I mean? Does this need to be solved in the next 3 seconds? Or could we take an hour? You know what I mean? Just have a little meeting. Go, okay, so if we were going to do this, what are all the ins and outs of this? Don't start doing the spell immediately.
Yeah.
Because even though, like, I get it, like, Peter Parker fucks it up because he's like, oh, and this and that and whatever. But he also didn't have time to think of, you know what I mean? He didn't have time to think about it. You started this thing way too early, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Way too early. You went, no, we can't do that. Oh, but we could do this thing that's also going to be as wild.
Yes, and I think it's worth pointing out that Wong, played by Benedict Wong, says to him, like Doctor Strange, don't do this. This, what was the quote? He's like, this spell travels the dark boundary between what we know and don't know, and like it's super dangerous and you can fuck up reality with it. I'm sorry. I mean, call me conservative, if you will. But I think if the risk of something is that it's going to fuck up reality, maybe don't do it.
Yeah. Just bear down, Peter Parker. Yeah. We're going to make it through this.
Yes. Okay. And then, like, beyond, like, magic and superheroes and all the rest, there is a responsibility that Doctor Strange has as the adult in the room. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, don't get me wrong. I know Peter Parker is a ripped little boy. He looks like a man.
He is so ripped.
He has done a lot of shit. When Doctor Strange says, I forget that you're just a kid sometimes, I get it. Mm-hmm. But you are still the adult in the room. And the adult in the room goes, hey, Peter, man, that really sucks that you didn't get into the college of your choice. I'm sorry that you can't go to university with your high school friends. But buddy, that's life. You know, like, and if anybody could sit Peter down and be like, sometimes you think your life is going to head in a certain trajectory and it doesn't, it's Doctor Strange. I don't know if you remember his backstory. Yeah. It's like he's world-class surgeon,
gets in a car accident,
fucks up his hands, and he, big career change, becomes a magician, you know? Kept the doctor, you know, I'm sure he's still paying his medical dues.
Yeah, but Wong bounces out right away. He's like, I'm not in on this, don't involve me, I'm done. And he also got promoted past him, and I'm like, he should be.
I love...
Dare you, Dr. Strange, assume you should be in charge of this establishment? Obviously, this man is way more well-equipped.
Yes, and can I just take this opportunity to profess my love for the actor Benedict Wong? I think he adds just that little bit of something to everything that he's in.
He's just got a little, he's got a little smile to it. I don't know. There's such a sparkle to him.
There's like it's like a hesitant optimism or something, yeah, or like,
I love him too.
Like
he's
him,
great.
Him and the Martian where they're like, can you do it? It's like, it'll take 6 months. It's like, can you do it in 3? And he's like, all right. Like that's kind of his attitude to everything. Yeah. Like, strange, you shouldn't do this. It messes with reality. I'm going to do it anyway. All right.
All right, I'm out. Okay, I'm just going to be over here.
Love him.
Yes, he's perfect.
So, but my point is Dr. Strange should sit Peter Parker down and be like, sucks, buddy.
Hmm. Absolutely. Yes, of course.
Instead of, we'll
start with so you went and you tried to convince them or whatever. Don't do it after the spell.
That is such, honestly, such a funny line.
It is actually quite funny. Yes.
I mean, if you applied and you talked to them about changing their mind and they didn't, that's all you can do. You did ask them to change their mind first. Like, that's what I mean, that he's got the adult responsibilities.
Yeah, no, he popped off on that way too quickly, for sure.
Yeah, and
doesn't listen to reason when it gets to the end. Also brings him to, what is that, weird dimension?
The mirror dimension.
Yeah, mirror fight. Dimension, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Okay, can I just say something about that? Because every time they're like... Oh, it's just math. I'm like, yeah, but you would actually have to be able to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I know exactly what you're saying. It's the Craig Faye should be good at pool syndrome.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about. Like, being good at math doesn't necessarily translate to like, oh, like I'm good at math and fractions. So I'm really good at baking because I can weigh things.
Because you can do what's a 16th of a third.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, I'm doing that quickly and I can do it really fast. And that's nice. As soon as it's like angles and it's over. Okay, you can't.
Yeah, 100%. It's the Craig Faye should be good at pool. Yeah. Like every time I play pool, someone's like, well, I bet you're really good at this. I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not.
They're like, but it's just all angles and physics. I was like, yeah, but it's also... practice and feel.
Yeah.
Like I can tell you why hitting a billiard ball at like 3 degrees will send it off on this angle. Like I can do that math. But one, I'm not doing that math in my head. And two, I don't have any experience applying it practically. What I will say is one, Peter Parker is much smarter than me.
Oh yes, 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 yes.
And specifically this iteration of Peter Parker.
Absolutely.
And two, I'm also going to throw out there that he has weird spider powers with like senses and things like
true.
That.
True.
And other animals and other creatures.
Oh, webs are very geometric.
They're very geometric and spatial. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, I'm going to guess that on top of his interesting. Maybe Peter's good at science because he has the spider abilities to conceptualize like time and dimension and shape.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Because like clearly his like reactions are really fast. Like he's mm-hmm. like think about the physics of Spider-Man swinging. It's like he's like latch on here, this will swing. I've got to get this. This will be my, I can launch off here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's more
I'm
like
buying
a
it
feel,
more and more
right?
as we're yeah, talking yeah, about yeah. it. I'm getting into it again. I'm very into it.
Yeah. And like, all, like just legitimately, yeah. A Spider-Man in a like multi-dimensional, like, you know, subways going through the mm-hmm. Grand Canyon. I was like, that's a Spider-Man playground. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You've talked me into it. Although, I love it.
Although I do really need an answer to the question. How'd those 3 Spider-Men get over to Ellis Island?
There's just one shot of them on a ferry.
Because you can't, that's the way in the harbor. They can't swing out there. You know what I mean? Like,
there's just a scene of them on a boat. Like, this is our one weakness, actually.
Large bodies of water. Turns out we're pretty useless out here.
Shit. There's Aquaman when you need him.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah.
So, in conclusion, Doctor Strange needs to be the adult in the room.
Oh, absolutely he does. And he is not at any point. He just kind of recklessly fucks up for the whole movie.
Which also calls into question that... Like, really, was this the snap thing where he's like, thousands of things, this is the only one that works? Did you fucking Cliff Notes that, man? Did you? You know?
Yeah.
It calls into question a lot of his, what do we call it? Sense of good responsibility, like his ability to be smart. I don't know why.
Rebecca. And I'm just gonna also, oh God. Craig's drinking his coffee. I will say this. Okay, two more things about Doctor Strange, and then we can get on to all of the main star villains. Number one, I hate that he dismisses Ned for having powers. I'm like, yours came out of nowhere, dude. Like, what the?
Yeah.
How could you not?
Oh, maybe this is a thing we should foster. I think that's implied. I think he's like, we'll talk about this later.
No, he said, go see a doctor. That's what he says to him. He goes, I get tingles in my fingers. And he's like, oh, you should go see a doctor about that. I don't think he said you should go see this doctor about that.
Oh, true.
And secondarily,
although he has a medical doctor and maybe that's unrelated to magic.
Yes. It might be.
It's vitamin B deficiency.
My God. Yeah. That can be. If you have tingles. Yes, it absolutely. Yeah. That can be a symptom.
Please get your vitamin B.
Yeah, vitamin B. So important. If anybody is an advocate, it's Craig.
Oh, baby. I'm back.
It's Mr. Craig Fay. The last thing I will say, and this is honestly, I would say maybe one of my only criticisms of this movie. Scooby-Doo, that bitch is the worst line I've ever heard.
Really?
I hate that line.
I kind of liked it.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Really?
I did not care for it at all.
Are you not a big Hanna-Barbera person?
No, I don't know what it was about it. I think maybe it's because I felt like they paused on it so hard that they were like, this is the line. And I was like, no, I think we could have breezed past that one.
That's fair. I mean, that would be my only criticism. Winners.
Oh, my God, no.
But I will also say, I'm sorry. If somebody gives you a box and it's literally press this button and it's a reset button on a huge mistake that you just made, press that every time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we exist in a world where there's magic and like sci-fi shit and whatever. And someone's just like, reset button. And they go, well, maybe they'll go back to their own dimension and die. Does this make me cruel? But I'm kind of just like, but that's the way those realities were playing out, you know, like the longer we keep these people here, the more dangerous it becomes.
Well, no, of course you're talking about like the needs of the few versus the needs of the many. Okay. We're talking about a small group of individuals versus we might rip time open.
Yes. And destroy
we might just like destroy everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably just hit the
reset
button.
Yeah, you know what
hit
I mean?
The button.
Listen to the man who can travel through dimensions and like knows about monsters and shit.
Yeah. No, hit that button, baby.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
And so, like, considering how quickly Peter was willing to hit the reset button on just like, just everyone forget about me is, yeah. And they're villains. That's the thing. They come through and they're like, all these people have it out for Spider-Man. Yeah. I would be like, good, get those out of my life, you know?
Definitely. Okay, so can we jump to our list of villains that are brought back?
Yeah.
So you know what? Let's start with, I'd love to start with Electro. Okay, so Electro, first of all, I would like to make the point, none of these men asked to be here.
No, this is
true. Very much you got ripped from your own reality. Secondarily, okay, so Electro, the whole thing is he's Peter Parker has designed this device that is going to kind of suck all the electricity out of this guy's body.
Yeah.
Okay. He fell into a vat of eels. I love that line. You got to be careful where you fall.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's the kind of self-awareness that this type of movie needs.
Oh, yes. Yum, yum, yum. Perfect. So good. Love that. Yeah. So fell into a vat of eels, made him pure electricity. He has his body back, but he's still very electric. He can kind of go in and out between states. I got to tell you, have you ever been... Okay, so like they get this device that they put on his chest, right?
Yeah.
And it's taking his energy away. Have you ever been in a room where somebody just does that to you physically? You're like, I need the fuck out of this room. I would rip that thing off my body so fast.
Man. Oh, yeah.
It's not even about like power at that point. Like if you can feel, because like they put it on him and he's like, something doesn't feel right. This feels strange. This feels weird. I don't like this.
Yeah.
Somebody sucking all of your energy out? Hell yes. I would destroy that machine.
Especially
when
it's like condo science. Like
condo science!
You know, like they take him to Happy's condo and he's got this like Stark Industries magic box that can solve any science problem.
And condo science is hilarious.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, okay, here's the thing. Also, I think every single one of these villains has a very strong reason to not trust science as it's been going on in their lives.
Or Peter Parker, for that matter.
No, any iteration or whatever. And staying on Electro, so I have not seen The Amazing Spider-Man 2. It is the one Spider-Man movie I have not seen. Do you know what his plot was? Like, other than soaking up electricity... Go back and let me finish this thought. So I would say none of these villains have villainous intent in this movie, maybe outside of Osborn. And their intent sort of carries over from the villainy that we've seen previously in previous movies. So like looking at Electro, he's a guy who like shows up in some dimension, some alternate reality. He's like, oh, look, I get my body back. That's pretty sweet. I really like absorbing large amounts of electricity, but he's never explicit about what he's going to do with that electricity. He just kind of, as you said, wants this condo science to stop sucking his life force out of him.
No, 100%.
And he even
down.
Says like, oh, the electricity in this dimension feels good. Like there's something different about it. It's like tasty. It's like if you went into like the cupcake dimension.
Oh.
And you're just like, I want to eat cupcakes. And they're like, we're going to put this thing over your mouth so you can't eat cupcakes anymore. You'd be like, fuck this shit. Why else would I be in the cupcake dimension?
Absolutely. No. If somebody's sucking your power, get that person away from you. That device, that person, whatever. I am full Team Electro on this. Okay. Nobody should be taking your power away. Mm-mm.
No.
No, absolutely not. So. We've got Doc Ock.
Yeah, who turns good pretty quick, actually.
He turns good very quickly. And I would say there's a big difference between him and Electro, where like Electro doesn't have like a mental problem.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like mechanical arms have taken over his brain.
Doc Ock, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So they've taken over his brain. It's kind of like the AI in his machine is taking over his own brain. There's supposed to be something to block it, but that chip has been fried. So he's hearing all these voices. That's something that absolutely should be fixed.
Yeah.
Electro, it's like you're just taking his power away.
Right.
They didn't take Doc Ock's arms away.
Which would have been...
They didn't take his arms away. They were just like, oh, we're just going to make you good. Like, send this guy to like a therapy session. Jesus Christ. Like, why are you... Like, he could still be electric. Just get him on your side. Like, I don't understand why all of these powers have to go away.
Yeah, because by the same argument, we should be taking Spider-Man's powers away.
Absolutely. Because maybe then nobody should have them, I guess.
Yeah. So the other person, so Sandman is barely a villain in this because he was barely a villain in Spider-Man 3.
And somehow I still love him so much.
Yeah, because he's fun.
He helps.
He helps like contain Electro a bunch of times. Like his motivation is actually, I agree with his motivation in this, which he's just like, stop trying to fix us. Hit the button. I want to go home and see my daughter.
Yes.
He's like, these other guys are... I will also say that in terms of the Tobey Maguire universe, he is the most current villain, right? So he's actually seen Norman Osborn and Doc Ock and what they've done to New York City.
Yes.
And so he, I think, is actually in a very unique position where he goes, these guys are crazy. They tried to blow up the city and did all kinds of bad shit. I fell into an open pit reactor. Just hit that
button.
Tried
to steal a bit of money. No big deal.
Yeah. Just hit that button. They got what they deserved in their timelines. And this is fucked up.
Absolutely.
Like even at the I almost said CN Tower. hey, we're from Canada.
Oh, God.
Statue of Liberty. He's just like, just press the button. Yeah. Just press the button. And they're like, no, we want to solve you first. He's like, maybe I like being sand now. It's actually a pretty neat power being fucking immortal because you can. There's always sand.
Oh, just can I tell you, every time Sandman just blows in the wind, I'm like, that looks like the most relaxing thing I've ever seen. Oh. Doesn't that just, I visually, I'm like, I would love to do that. That seems so nice. Just you drift in the wind. After seeing that, I'm like, I want to be cremated and throw my ashes into the wind, dude.
Just like taken up in an airplane and
yeah, just fucking boom. Feet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe not that. just thinking right like the edge of an ocean right on a windy day or something. No, just over a fair if you could.
See, to me, that seems kind of stressful, right?
Oh,
like,
no.
Where, like, I get what you mean. Like, you're airy and like you let the air carry. But I'd be like, man, I got to pull this shit all back together. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I'm always pulling shit back together.
Fair enough.
It's the airy. Oh, man, just blowing in the wind seems so good. Love it.
I think the other villain in this who... because let's just say that this movie's morality boils down to whether or not you should help people who don't want your help. And at what point we as a society or we as people need to step in and where people no longer have their best interests in mind, right? Like when is basically an emergency where you get to step in and they get to say, no, you can't help me, right? I think certain mental health crises... That would be the thing. You're unconscious. Good Samaritan laws say that you can help them and they can't be mad later.
you can help them and they can't be mad.
that's what it is.
You pull up a piece of paper. Listen, you can't be mad. You can't legally.
You were unconscious. I pulled you out of a burning car. You can't be mad for me. That's first aid 101. And then staying alive. Pumped to stay alive. So I think the other person who does fall into this category is Norman Osborn. One, I do think actually Norman asks for help. The Green Goblin's like, I'm going to fuck this shit up.
Yes, you. Absolutely.
That's clearly a man who is suffering from some sort of mental break. He's got two different personalities going on. I think he is certainly a threat to himself and others. Maybe not to himself, but certainly to others. As evidenced by the murder of Aunt May. They killed hot Aunt May.
Hot Aunt May! She's so hot! Oh my God, man. The introduction of hot Aunt May was
changed
one of
my
the,
life.
It's changed my life! That's so funny. And I love that they start with Aunt May breaking up with Happy.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, the fling was flung. You know, we did it. And he's just like crying, of course, because every man that's ever been broken up with that woman is absolutely devastated.
Oh, Uncle Ben is still fucking devastated and he's dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Just he
was,
so.
He was lying on the street shot.
He was shot double dead. And he was double
just,
dead.
And he's just like, I can't fucking believe I'm not going to get
hot
Aunt
May
again. And he refers to her as hot Aunt May.
Of course he does. Yeah.
I'm Uncle Ben and it's hot Aunt May.
And it's hot Aunt May.
It's like, well, Peter, there's two things you got to learn. As your Uncle Ben, I've stepped in to be a bit of a father figure. One, your Aunt May is hot. Was there a second thing? Oh, yeah. Great power comes great responsibility. Sorry, yeah. I was dwelling on that hot Aunt May thing.
Oh, yeah. Devastated when Aunt May died. Devastated. So oh, sad. My God. So sad. A moment that needed, because it's like, it's, but that was what the continuation is, right? That everybody, every Spider-Man had something, had that impactful person that died in their life due to their actions.
And they have kind of a meeting, meeting of minds on that. And I just wanted, if we can touch on that very briefly, because I think that there is something so, I'm not going to say wrong, just off about three different Peter Parkers. Sort of being like, I too have lost. Like almost like competing with their grief. And not a single one of them mentioning, hey, you know how all of our biological parents are dead? You know how at a young age we all had to go live with our aunt and uncle?
Whatever they have is the opposite of what the Batman has.
Yeah. The ability
the Batman
to deal
rises,
with grief.
Looks at a photo of his dead parents every day.
Yeah.
Lights a bunch of candles.
Yeah. All of them have had Uncle Ben die. Like, that's... Yeah. So they've all lost parents. They've all lost Uncle Ben. And then... I'm sorry, but the Tobey Maguire one was like, I lost Uncle Ben. So has everybody else. You have literally lost the least of all of these people. Amazing Spider loses Gwen, you know?
Yeah.
Tom Holland has lost, you know...
Hot Aunt May?
He's lost Hot Aunt May. And a whole bunch of other people as well, I think. He had half the world snapped away. Oh, no, he was part of the snap, so he never suffered that. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Am I wrong? Like, just like them sitting around and be like, well, I've been sad too.
Oh, yeah. No, honestly, when Spider-Man got snapped, I was like,
that was harsh.
Woo! But, oh, I'm getting emotional over here.
Oh, we love us a good Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Oh, I love Tom Holland. Oh, but to continue with Green Goblin, I would love to, first of all, Willem Dafoe absolutely smashes the shit out of this.
Love it.
Literally, just kills this role. Kills it.
Do they de-age him in this? I think, did they?
I have no idea.
I mean, it's been like 20 years. They would have to, right?
But I don't know what they did. He smashed. When he is getting punched and he's smiling.
Yeah.
Woo, dude. That is so, I laugh every time. I'm like, this guy is selling the fuck out of this right now.
Right? And his line of like, you know, Peter, I'm a bit of a scientist myself. Like,
yes!
Being able to repeat that line with the wink and the nod that it is totally a meme and everyone expects you to say it, yeah. And it still kind of works.
Oh, like, no, he is just spectacular in this movie.
Oh, yeah. How could you not have him? Like, that's also what makes this movie so much fun, is you get to see these wonderful performances. Again, you get to see them. Like, Alfred Molina as Doc Ock is also great.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. I just feel like there's a little more range displayed for Green Goblin, right? Like, he has that opportunity to go, like, back and forth, like Jekyll and Hyde it.
Yeah.
And yeah, man,
deserving of medical intervention, because there is a part of him that like needs to be fixed mentally. You know,
yes, is asking for help,
and that is going to be a harm to other people. Contrast that to say the Lizard, who I love that they just kind of like hide him away in a truck for a while because they're like, we do not want to do this. Like, it's an ugly design, but we can't change it. And we're just going to hide him away in a truck so we don't have to do that visual effects work.
Honestly, and I got to say, just as you've mentioned the Lizard, as far as villainy goes, him wanting to turn everybody else into lizards, not that high on the list, honestly.
Pretty hilarious, like, actually.
He's like, it's the final stage of evolution or whatever. He's like, it's time for us to evolve. I'm like, you might be right. Maybe I'd be better as a lizard.
Yeah. It's like, I can fix you. Are you going to turn me into a lizard? Yes.
Yeah.
Love it. But at no point during this movie does he try to turn anybody into a lizard.
No.
Does he have any plot to? He kind of is like, I don't want to be in this van anymore.
Yep.
And like runs away. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. He's just kind of running around being a lizard.
Exactly. So like a couple of these people just have like powers or abilities, or they're mutated and they're fine with it. In which case I would say, okay, you guys don't get fixed. That's your choice. Go sit in the van. We're going to kind of jack into Doc Ock and make sure that mentally he's okay. We're going to get Norman Osborn some therapy, you know, and then we're hit that button and you guys can go back to die at the hands of Spider-Man if you want, or not. That's your choice. That's your choice medically, what you want to happen.
Absolutely. Also, if you really just wanted to like actively cure these men, you maybe just wanted to keep them where they were at the beginning. You could have done your condo science, come back with your little things, and been like, okay, here's one for you, here's one for you, here's one for you.
Legit.
You know, and they're in that little...
keep them contained, yeah.
Yeah, just keep them contained there. They can all have chit-chats, you know what I mean? Little villain chit-chat. Love a little round table with those guys. That'd be great. You know what I mean? I don't think that is that bad. I don't know why they're like, okay, so we gotta... Well, I guess because they're kind of on the run a little bit. I don't know. I just feel like these men need to be a little more contained.
Yes, because they're all villains who have it out for Spider-Man. Like if 1,000 people or like 12 people showed up and were like, Rebecca Reeds, you got it fucking coming.
I mean, it's really only a matter of time, Craig. before that happens. I gotta be honest with you.
But you'd hit that button, right? You'd be like, nope, not dealing with this. Got enough enemies in this dimension. Thank
Good
you very much.
Lord, these, I would hit a button for the smallest of inconveniences. You have no idea.
Yeah.
I'd be hitting buttons all over the place. Love hitting a button. So fun.
The reset? Oh, love it.
Oh my God. Yeah, I would love to reset sometimes. For sure.
Who else are we? Yeah, I think.
Oh, we got. Okay, so why don't we talk just very, very briefly? He's I would say a more minor villain, but still very much. We got to talk about J. Jonah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because first of all, okay, so he's the one that reveals Spider-Man, right? Or distributes the media of
Mysterio
being like, his name's Peter Parker. Which, what a great way to end and start a movie. Like,
love it.
Chef's kiss, everyone. Like, this is, again, I've given any criticisms to this movie, I don't even really mean it. I really like it. It's so good. So he, first of all, I'm going to maintain that this is what this man does as a job. this is literally his job.
Yeah.
To do this. Number two, I would strongly make the argument that, Peter Parker is very reckless.
Spider-Man is a menace.
He is a menace. And he should be reported on or maintained in some way. And if nobody else is going to step in, maybe this will be helpful.
Yeah. I would tend to agree with that. What I'll add on to it as well is that this exists in the Marvel universe where Spider-Man is one of the only superheroes who actually has a secret identity.
Very true.
So, you know, Iron Man and Thor and the Hulk and everybody like that, they're held accountable for what they do by the fact that the public knows who they are.
Yes.
Everyone knows who Captain America is. Everyone knows who that Captain America is Steve Rogers. That's not, Spider-Man's the only guy who wears a mask. He's the only guy who hides his identity.
So true. I didn't even line that up. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Of course.
So, of course that's why does this guy get to run around the city pretending he has no, he's not held to any standard or public scrutiny or whatever. And all the other superheroes get to, tell us who they are or upfront about who they are.
So true. Yes. So yeah,
public
exactly.
Service.
That's
Thank
the,
you.
That's the point. Yes. You have to be held accountable. You are literally destroying buildings. Constantly.
Explosions. And let's not forget, let's go over some of the things that Spider-Man has done. He was, in the last movie, given control over the Stark Industries, satellite weapons that he could, call down on people. That's a lot of absolutely unhinged, unrestrained, unsupervised power for one person, let alone a high schooler, to have.
1,000% yes.
So if you're telling me, hey, MIT doesn't want you in there because you're kind of a warlord, you're whatever the Mysterio situation actually was,
yes,
you did kind of do extrajudicial assassinations and combat and justice in a foreign country,
1,000%. Them not MIT, all these schools are you're a liability. Facts. These are just straight up facts. Okay. This man should not be in your laps.
No.
He should have his own thing, his own private thing. You go learn over there. In a field, away from everyone.
And, I mean, if Spider-Man has taught us anything, it's that he absolutely should not. Proximity to Spider-Man makes science go wrong, right?
Yes.
We don't ever hear about anybody at MIT turning themselves into some sort of slime monster or pure energy. That all happens
in and
around Spider-Man.
Because there's no holes at MIT. There's no vats.
Right?
No, I'm just kidding.
But that's it. They're doing real science. Yeah. And they're as soon as maybe that's another Spider-Man power. As soon as he's in proximity, smart people go fucking nuts and start testing shit on themselves.
He's got, some sort of, when they're talking about how some spiders do that,
the dance that entrances the women?
Yes. Yeah. He's just got like some sort of chemical coming off of him or something that people are like, this actually really gears me up in a very specific way.
I think we just discovered something
here.
Oh
my God.
Spider-Man causes science to go wrong. It's a pheromone or something. It's a pheromone or like some sort of spider hypnotism.
Do you ever have those friends where you're like, oh, if we're going to hang out, it's going to be a fucked up evening. Like, that's what he's like for villains.
Do I have friends like that? I have a podcast with them.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
I'm just joking. We've had some responsible nights too.
But Tamara, we've actually had her on. Every time I go out with Tamara, I get absolutely, like, we call ourselves the Jackets On team because every time we party together, I wake up with my jacket still on.
Love it.
I'm like, oh God, what happened last night? So insane. So funny. Peter Parker just has that, that thing, that reaction to villains.
Yeah, but science.
Yeah, but science.
It's like, I've had like three professors my entire life, professors or like, mentors or whatever. Mm-hmm. One of them turned themselves into a goblin man. One of them turned themselves into a living octopus. The other one turned themselves into a lizard. And a janitor that I knew turned himself into an electricity thing.
Yeah, maybe it's so you, but.
Maybe it's you. You're a common denominator across dimensions.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I don't hate it, Craig. I don't hate it.
All I'm just saying is like, it's not a coincidence that all these guys are science. Like Batman's villains, all like weird goth like weird people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Superman's all like from space, you know. It's fall into a niche.
I do identify with when the Green Goblin always comes to, and he's like, "What have I done?" I'm always like, I say that after a big binge on the fridge, you know what I mean? That like 12 a.m. I'm like, "Oh God, what have I done?"
The empty Chinese container. And you're like, "What did I do? That was lunch for tomorrow."
Oh man, I really zoned out there, just locked into something.
yep, been there.
What have I done?
I do very quickly want to touch on the ending where everyone forgets who Peter Parker is. And I just want to see, do you buy that? Because in my mind, like, could a random person forget who Peter Parker is? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But there are some people in this universe who have had some very crazy, intricate adventures with Peter Parker as Spider-Man.
Yes.
Like the whole Thanos thing. How, like a, such a strong motivation of like undoing that snap was the fact mm-hmm. that Spider-Man got snapped.
Yes.
Does that narrative make any sense without Peter Parker?
I think so. I think if you separate Peter Parker from Spider-Man, I think the reality could still uphold itself as long as mentally, like, Peter Parker's replaced with Spider-Man every time.
Okay. So, you're saying, so even though, like, say, Captain America, mm-hmm. who I guess is dead now, anyway, also Iron Man, who also is dead.
Which I found out in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. starts with rest in peace. One of my favorite moments.
I was just screaming in the theater alone. I was like, no!
If you don't know what we're talking about, go back to our, we had a bonus episode on Far From Home.
Just me screaming in a theater because I hadn't watched the last movie.
What a way to get it spoiled on you.
Yeah. I mean, that is my bad. I take full responsibility. Fair. I should have known better. That's on me, man. That's nobody's fault but my own.
Fair enough. So you're just saying that, though, that everybody in this movie, they have the same story about, like, defeating Thanos and whatever, but instead of knowing that it's Peter Parker, they know mm-hmm. that they were there with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So any scene where he's got his mask off,
they're like, who's that guy? Like, they're snapping. They're like, I know he had a name.
It's just like a blurry, fuzzy thing.
Or like
a two-dimensional Spider-Man mask cut out and, like, just motion tracked onto his face.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. His, like, oh, remember that scene he had with Dr. Strange? I think it was Infinity War. And he goes, oh, hey, I'm Peter Parker. And he goes, I'm Stephen Strange. Oh, so we're using our made-up names now? Just, like, ADR that to, like, Hi, I'm Spider-Man.
Just looks like a kung fu movie every time he speaks. Yeah. That'd be great. Yes, absolutely. Oh my gosh. You have
No, I mean, like, rich full of villains. I think Doctor Strange is our main villain for not just be the responsible adult in the room, you know? When the teenagers are drinking, you got to be the one that's responsible, you know, and drive them all home.
He's not, yeah, he's or not at least call guy. Their parents.
Call their parents. Yeah.
Call hot Aunt. You should have called hot Aunt May. Doctor Strange. I've never heard of a better excuse in my entire life to get that woman on the horn.
And also, you know, that's a rumor that goes around the Avengers, right? Like, you know.
Like they all whisper to each other. Have like, you seen his aunt?
Spider-Man's aunt is like fucking hot. The kid, the little kid.
Smoke show. No business.
You ever see my cousin Vinny? A little like that, only older.
Dude, oh my God. Hot Aunt May. Okay, guys, it is time for our rankings of the villains. I just did the villains as a collective whole.
Okay.
All the villains. Yep. I've got the Scooby-Doo scale. So from Jinkies to a full-on Rut-Row, I'm going to give these guys I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling kids. I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory.
Love it.
What do you got, Craig?
Love it. So I've got the done wrong by science group therapy scale. So once again, the group therapy for people done wrong by science scale.
That's so
specific. So on a scale of survivors of radioactive mutation support group, to Robot Mind Control Anonymous.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to give Doctor Strange, who I think is a real villain here, a victims of open pit science.
Victims of open pit science.
Because it really feels like he stumbled into this job not without knowing how to do it.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's exactly open pit science.
Open pit science. That's my favorite.
Dude, I love when you popped off about that.
Open pit science is love it. All right, guys. And before we get to our heroes and villains of the week, a couple ways first that you can support the podcast. First of all, if you like us and you like more content, who doesn't like more content? Oh, boy, do we have it for you guys. Over on Patreon, patreon.com/thevillainwasright, we have two bonus episodes every month. Rebecca picks one, I pick one, and we talk about it. We talk about maybe the villains weren't right in those movies. And you can get access to that right now. Patreon is a monthly subscription service that allows you to support the fans that you like. At our top tier, it's those two bonus episodes. This month, it is we're doing A League of Our Own. Is Rebecca's pick.
Love
and mine
that.
Was Lady Bird. So check
it's,
that
it's
out.
It's Ladies Month.
It's Ladies Month. We
didn't even do that.
Last month was
Tim Curry month.
Tim Curry month, just by accident.
Well, no, that was kind of that got on purpose.
That got on purpose.
That
but
did.
The month didn't start that way.
Yeah. No.
So, guys, if you wanted to check that, Villain Was Right, patreon.com/thevillainwasright.
And guys, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter at VWR Podcast. Villain Was Right on Facebook, and villainwasright@gmail.com if you want to send us an email with something more specific. We love that. Guys, and now it is time for our heroes and villains of the week. What do you got first, Craig?
Yeah, so I got a really light one. This has actually happened yesterday as we record this. It's very fresh and new. So I was just waiting in a doctor's office, as you do. And it was during the big Rogers outage in Canada. So if you don't know where that is, I had zero cell phone or internet service for the entire day.
Yeah, you called me from a different phone
yesterday.
I
had to borrow Kat's phone and call you. Be like, I don't think I'm going to be. Anyway, it's all good. So I was sitting there, obviously, without my phone and just like, you know, paying attention to the world, which was different. And this this old couple walks in. You know, and this woman's got her cane on, and the man's like shuffling, and the old lady like sits down on the seat and like puts her cane up beside her, and she's going like, "Oh, you know, I've decided I'm not going anywhere without my cane anymore. You know, that's just where we're at now." And the old man's like shuffling in, he's like pulling up his pants as he does it, and he goes,
"Because they have no ass."
Yeah, and he goes, "I think I need to tighten my belt." and she goes, oh, do you need help? And she like hops up and like helps him tighten his belt, like right there in the room. And I was just like, oh, that's like, you know, they're helping each other. And like, he sits down and he goes, he just turns and they're like kind of chit chatting a bit. And he goes, oh, how's my hair? And he takes off his hat. Man is almost completely bald, right? Little tufts of hair coming from the side. And this darling old woman just turns and he goes, oh, it looks great. It looks fantastic. And she goes, do you want to know something? Do you want to know a secret? I think you're a very handsome man. She goes, I think you're a very handsome man. How did I get so lucky to be with a guy like you? I'm a lucky lady. And then just like, and I'm just listening to that. And I'm just like, well, I'm tearing up.
It's breaking me down, Craig.
And I was just like, just that like, oh, but just that like with such enthusiasm. Like, you want to know a secret? I think you're very handsome. Like, she was genuine. Like, it was so sweet. It melted my bitter heart. Oh. And they're my heroes of the week. That's it.
That's so cute. That's it. They're probably just cheating on their spouses. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they're not married at all.
Yeah. That's how they get that kind of fire and passion into a relationship. Oh, no, fantastic. I'm totally kidding. That is so sweet, man. Oh my God. That is absolutely melting me. That's breaking me down, dude. That is, wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's really nice.
That's a good hero.
That's really fucking, yeah, that's a good hero. That's really fucking nice. Actually, I have a kind of, something kind of similar. My hero of the week is actually just small talk. Because I know a lot of people don't like this. I absolutely adore talking to strangers. I love it. When I went to New Brunswick, that was my favorite part. Everybody wants to have chits and or chats there. Maybe not necessarily as much in Toronto, but I found myself the other day, I was in a Winners with my friend. We just moved. So I'm like trying to, you know what I mean? You're just buying everything again. I'm getting bath mats, stuff like that, right? Looking at some bath mats, and this gentleman walks up to me and he goes, I need your help. And I was like, great. And that's how I responded to that. I go, great. What do you need, buddy? Cause like, I'm always down. Okay. So this guy pulls out, he's got like 5 shirts, couple pairs of pants. And now we're talking. Now I'm like, okay. And he's like, so which of these would you buy? I'm like, that one, that's for old men. Don't get that one. Cause he's like an older gentleman, but I'm like, you want to look young and hip.
Yeah.
Right. So we're picking out pants now. Like, I spent like probably like 3 minutes with this man talking about what he should buy and not buy for clothes. Just my general opinion. And my friend walks up to me. She's like, oh my God, did you like kind of saw that and was like, isn't that like so crazy? And I'm like, is that crazy? That happens to me all the time. And now I'm just discovering, I'm talking to people about this. I didn't realize, I thought we were all just doing this at all times.
No.
Okay, like, I don't know if I've just got a face or an energy or whatever, but I have constantly have straight. Yesterday, I talked to a woman on the subway about IKEA for 10 minutes. Because I had an IKEA bag on me. She was like, oh, can you tell me about the new IKEA? And I was like, I absolutely can. What do you want to know? And so now we're having a big chit chat about IKEA on the subway, because fuck it. And I just didn't realize that was like a weird thing. But apparently it's weird. And I love it so much because I helped a woman 2 weeks ago pick out pillows for her living room. She like pulled out photos. She's like, what do you want? And like, what do you think? And I was like, oh, definitely this color. Like, I'm just...
People like you.
And it's my favorite thing in the world. And I think we should all love small talk more. It's my absolute favorite thing. And that's my hero of the week. It's just talking to strangers. I love it so much.
Not just talking to strangers, helping strangers, Rebecca.
Well, yes.
You're a very good person.
I guess we're helping, but I don't know. It's fun. You know what I mean? Just have some chit chat, see what they're up to.
I love it.
I talked to a woman about the type of flour she uses to make bread for like, I don't know, 10 minutes
that's
the other day.
I don't think that's small talk either.
Like, is that not?
No, like
I'm
I think
just out
that's
here
actually
having
like
big talk with
very
strangers.
Deep. Like that's like, oh, I'm zoning in on something that I know you like and that you can talk about great detail in. Like that's.
Anyway, so yeah, if you see me on the streets, just come talk to me because I will absolutely come talk. I will talk to you. Love will 1000% talk to you. I love talking to strangers. It's my favorite thing of all time. Guys, that is it for us. As always, you can follow me at Rebecca Reads on any platform of your choosing.
Yeah, and you can follow me at Craig Faye Comedy on Facebook, Twitter, CraigFaye.com for show dates.
Guys, next week, it is our 200th episode and we've picked just a humdinger of it. I'm so excited. It's so much fun, guys. We're covering Twilight next week. Look for that drop. I'm fucking so pumped for this episode, guys. But until then, this is The Villain Was Right, reminding you to just push the button.
The Villain Was Right is produced by Andrew Ivamy as part of the From Superheroes Network. For more great podcasts like this, as well as webcomics, articles, and so much more, visit FromSuperheroes.com.